This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Today's great tip, what are the secrets of a heart in tranquility when it comes to our ubudiyya, our servitude to Allah?
Allah, 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 Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
Now, dear listeners, we are talking about tranquility of heart when it comes to our ubudiyya, our servitude to Allah. Now, one of the very important things that we are taught by the spiritual masters, the urafa, and we are taught by the teachers of akhlaq, these moral and ethical traits, one of the things that we are taught is this idea of a tranquil heart, a heart which is at peace. Now, we might think, well, what does our heart, and most specifically, the tranquility of our heart, have to do with our ubudiyya? So let me explain this to you via an example. You have one individual who sits in a classroom, but constantly they are thinking about something else. They are thinking about playing outside. They are thinking about what they're going to do at home. They're thinking about the homework that they didn't do. Or they're thinking about what video game they are going to play. Or perhaps they're thinking about, you know, that they're going to go get a haircut. This is one individual. Another individual who sits in the classroom is paying complete attention to the teacher. They are listening actively to what is happening in the classroom. They are paying attention to the lessons that the teacher is teaching. They are aware of what is going on inside the classroom. Now, the first individual who sat in the classroom and their mind was everywhere except the class, this kind of an individual is one who has a heart which is not in tranquility. The heart is disturbed. The heart is distracted. The heart is not at peace. The second individual who was paying attention in class and was totally absorbed in their classroom and what is being taught is a heart which is at ease, a heart which has tranquility. So, you must now understand that when a heart is in tranquility, it is better able to benefit from the servitude and the worship and the obedience to Allah, which we refer to in this example as the classroom. The more the heart is tranquil, the less the heart is distracted, the more it can benefit from our ubudiyya, our servitude to Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is farstoday.com. Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifin. Please stay with me.
نهاري دونكم ليل
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, tongues fall short of attaining praise of you proper to your majesty. Intellects are incapable of grasping the core of your beauty. Eyes fail before gazing upon the glories of your face. And you have assigned to your creatures no way to know you, save incapacity to know you.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were saying, which was this idea that a heart in tranquility will help us to be able to focus better in our ubudiyah, our servitude to Allah. We had given very quickly a beautiful example about a classroom and how one individual is totally distracted from what is going on inside the classroom, and another individual is completely engrossed in and absorbed in the classroom and what is happening inside the classroom. The first individual who was completely distracted, we gave this as an example of a heart which does not have tranquility. And the second individual who is completely absorbed inside the classroom, we said, was like an individual who has tranquility of heart. And of course, the classroom that we spoke about in both instances was an example of the ubudiyah and the servitude to Allah which we do. Now, in this second segment, we want to continue with this idea of a heart in tranquility. Now, we might be thinking, well, you know, what are some of the things which make the heart distracted? Of course, when we think about the certain things which make the heart distracted, then we will be able to not become distracted. So along these lines, there are certain things, of course, which distract the heart. Such as, for example, materialistic and worldly concerns. Now, there is a huge, vast array of materialistic and worldly concerns, ranging from wanting to make more wealth, or wanting to save one's wealth, or worrying about one's wealth. And we don't necessarily just limit it to wealth, it can be property, right? How to acquire more property, how to save our current property, and how to not lose our property. Now, if you look at these three aspects, one is to create more, to gain more, one is to keep, and one is to not lose. Now, these three things have a certain origin, right, in our moral, ethical, akhlaqi aspects to ourselves and our existence. So, for example, this idea of wanting more, whether it's wealth or property or children or fame or power, the wanting more comes about from this aspect of greed. We are greedy for more. And so we must control this greed. The second two things, which is one to protect, and the third one, which was to lose wealth, property, children, whatever. This protection of and this losing of stems from fear. We are afraid that we will lose these things, so we try to protect them. And here, of course, we must also get rid of fear. So these are two things, my dear friends, which destroy our tranquility. One is greed for worldly materialistic things, and the second thing which destroys the tranquility of our heart is the fear of losing these materialistic and worldly things.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
What does the shaitan say? And you won't find most of them in gratitude. That's what he wants to take you away from. And Allah says, قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ, how few of my servants are grateful. So really, it's gratitude. That's at the root. And taqwa is, in essence, gratitude. I mean, don't become immersed in all this fear. هُوَ أَهْلُ taqwa. Allah is أَهْلُ taqwa. He is worthy of it. In other words, it's just, he's worthy of it. Because if it's all about fear, then you end up becoming somebody who is doing things motivated out of a very low force in the world, which is fear. Fear is a low force. Fear is how these people rule everybody. That's how they put them all, you better do this or this is going to happen, get your insurance. Or somebody sent me an ad and it was for insurance, life insurance. And it said, who's going to take care of your wife and children if you die? I said, Allah. That's my answer. They're asking me. And then they said, who's going to take care of your house payments and your this and your that if you die? I said, Allah. All the answers, I had Allah. And then I realized I didn't need the life insurance. So why does that work with those people? It works because they don't have the right answer. When they say, who's going to take care of your wife and children when you die? And aman, the word in modern Arabic for insurance, is the same root of iman. They're from the same root, isti'man. Yista'minu means to insure yourself, but it also means to seek aman. And iman is to make yourself safe. How? Billah. Not with blue cross or not with any cross. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. If you aren't grateful to people, you're not grateful to Allah. And so the greatest gratitude that we should have is to the Prophet ﷺ. Because in being grateful to him, we are grateful to Allah. And that's what Allah says. If you're not grateful to people, you haven't been grateful to Allah. And so the only important matter that must always be at the forefront is that you recognize that your gratitude to the Prophet ﷺ, or to your teachers, or to your mother and your father, is in reality gratitude to Allah. There's no shirk, because you're not veiled by the means. See, people in this world, the people of dunya, are veiled by the means. They think the means are the reality. So when they take the medicine, they think the medicine cured them. When they get their money at the end of the month, they think it was their job that fed them. No, we recognize the means are simply that. They are means. And in reality, behind the doctor is Allah. Behind the job is Allah. Behind the Prophet ﷺ. Behind everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in being grateful to everything, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including being grateful to people that harm us, because in reality, they're doing us a big favor in drawing us near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it gets to the point where you begin to feel gratitude towards everything. And that's the highest maqam.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.